Do you mind telling us a little bit about how you got involved with this?
Sure.
All your background with this?
So, my senior year of high school, I actually did some part-time work at the Kern County Law Library in Bakersfield. They needed just someone to come in and update their book. So this is way back when, before online resources. And the way that you updated law books then, and in a similar fashion now, is they would come in binders. And so when the law would change and it would affect a certain page, you would pull out the old page, put in a new page. And you wouldn't necessarily be replacing 20, 30 pages at a time. It might be one or two pages. And so my first job there was to kind of come in and do these updates. And at that time, what was really the major backlog was at the state level, when bills are going through the legislature, and there are lots of different iterations of those bills as they work their way through the different parts. So those would actually come on kind of newsprint, and we'd have to interfile those. So that's how I started. And then I did that for my senior year of high school, went away, ended up coming back, and they needed someone part-time. And so I just kind of fell into it. I was always the person that liked to do the research papers, you know, I liked to do all of that. So it just kind of felt like a natural fit. Mm-hmm. And before I knew it, I had been there, and then I had transitioned into full-time. Know where time goes. And then all of a sudden a program came up to do a master's in library and information science through San Jose State. Oh, wow. And so it was a cohort program. So part of it was online, part of it was in person. We had to be in person for a couple weeks every year. And so I went through that program because I figured, you know, I like it. I don't think that I'm changing jobs anytime soon. So I might as well
stay on track.
Yeah. And then the job opened up here in Santa Cruz. So I know it might be hard to believe, but jobs in county law libraries are a little hard to get sometimes because there's only so many, right. And people tend to stay when they get a job there.
You're saying two people, right? Just you and another person.
Yes, wow. We're small. There's only two of us. So when the job opened up here, I thought it was a great opportunity to move and kind of advance, and especially because this position was going to be a little bit different, because traditionally county law libraries are separate public entities in Santa Cruz County. My board that runs the law library has an agreement with the Superior Court. So we're court employees. And so that's why I get the self-represented litigant coordinator hat. And so it makes my job even more interesting because I get to expand in non-traditional law library ways.
As someone that would be, that is the perfect fit for this kind of job, what would you say are the best skills and qualities to have?
So I think starting with qualities, because I think skills you can always obtain later on, but I think qualities, I think you've got to be inquisitive. Mm-hmm. I think you've got to be kind of curious. You have to like people because it's a lot of people interaction, customer service. You have to really want to help people, and you have to have some patience because the majority of people that walk through our doors, they don't want to walk through my door. They don't want to be there. Right. And often they've been bounced around multiple times before someone finally says, oh, go down to the law library. And so they're frustrated. They're emotional. And sometimes that gets taken out on us behind the counter, whether they want to or not. We've all had those days where things just aren't going well. We'd rather be anywhere than where we have to be. And we may not be the nicest person. So I think you have to have a lot of patience, and you really genuinely have to help, because if you don't want to help people, you're not going to do okay with the person who comes in angry and frustrated.
Right.
So skill sets, you know, you have to learn how to do research. You have to understand basics about court processes, understand basics about law, but all of that can be learned. I think, you know, I've seen people that don't, not specifically here in Santa Cruz, but people that don't do well in a position like this. And it's really because they don't enjoy the everyday interaction with people.
Is it